in the book of Exodus. In the book of Exodus. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus is the second book in the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, right near the front, you know. All right, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. Today we just want to talk about honor. Honor, honor. We want to look at honor. We want to look at honor. Let me just outright propose that when we honor our parents, our lives are blessed. Just right off bat, let me say that. When we honor our parents, amen. That's good. I want the young folk to be in here, amen. When we honor our parents, our lives are blessed. I want to really take a look at the meaning of this word honor and its significance as it pertains to God's command for us towards our parents.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But today, in light of this being Mother's Day, I will speak mostly about the honor which is due to mothers.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And then on Father's Day, I'm going to come right back to this scripture.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we will deal with it there as well. All right? Honor is a word that has perhaps been taken lightly. And it has been taken for granted what it really refers to and what it means. What does honor mean? And why is honor so important? And what does God expect from us when we honor our mother? This word, honor, the meaning of it is it means to bear weight or to be heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, to esteem, mm-hmm. but to esteem with heaviness and intentionality.
Yes, sir.
It means to respect, but to respect with heaviness. It is not just a passing or to say I respect or I love or I honor lightly or in passing, but it means that it bears great, watch this, responsibility and attention to those in whom we are honoring.
That's right.
And so when we say that we honor our mother, or to honor our mother, it means that we do it intentionally, deliberately, and watch this, heavily.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
We do it with great burden.
Yeah.
Not a burden as it pertains to something that's hard for us to bear.
That's right. That's
but a burden as to look, if I don't do this,
right.
I become void and feel empty.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let me just say this parenthetically. It's not in my notes, but any person that cannot honor their parents, shame on them. And their life, watch this, should feel empty.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's right, bro.
All right, so what does the Bible teach us about honor for our mothers?
Uh-huh.
This text teaches us, first of all, that we are required to honor our mothers. Honor of our mother is a requirement. In the Decalogue, known as the Ten Commandments, God's spoken word, meaning something that God has spoken, the words God has spoken. Here we find that after he's given us all, after he's given us four other duties, he responds and outright says, honor thy father and thy mother. It's a command. Yes, plain and simple, God commands each of us to honor our parents. It is a command. It's because he says so. This is not a suggestion, nor is it an option. It's not a trade. If she nice to me, I'd be nice. No, it's not a trade. No quid pro quo. No, honor is commanded by God. When we honor her, watch this, we obey God. Did you hear what I just said? Look at the text. I'm not making this up. He says, honor thy father and thy mother. God says this. When we honor our mother, we obey God. So all of us who are saying that, you know, I do what the Lord says do. If you dishonor your mother, you a doggone fibber. When we honor her, we please God. I've already stated, but let me say again, honor is intentional respect, which is heavy and glorified. It means to esteem her and lift her above all things.
Oh.
Honor means that we're cognizant of how we speak to her and what we say to her. We don't just say anything and do anything around her. We honor her. Amen, amen, amen. My wife honors her mother so she won't even kiss me in front of her mama. Just certain things you just don't do, amen. We were at our wedding. She just gave me a little peck. Because there's this esteem. Amen. There's just certain things you don't say, you don't do, you don't watch, you don't act in front of mama because we honor her. Does this make sense?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Can I just tell you this? This is going to be kind of hard right here. Y'all ain't going to like this, but it's the truth. I mean, I got to tell it like it is and teach the text within the context from which it comes. In the culture of the ancient days, if a child was to disrespect or be disrespectful of their parents, they were subject to being stoned. I knew you wouldn't go like it. Because of the seriousness of the honor which is due and to be rendered to their parents. Amen. Because God commanded. And the Jews believe that if you don't follow God's command,
yes, sir.
So they were stoned, and it wasn't the parents that stoned them. It was the community that stoned them.
Maybe that's where that thing come from. It takes a village to raise a
child.
Y'all don't like that, but look, let me just prove it to you. In Exodus 21 and 15. In Exodus 21 and 15, look at what the word of God says. He says that if a man, I'm paraphrasing, y'all, I know y'all looking at, if a man, if a child smited his parent.
That's what you say, Ralph. That's it.
Surely what? Be put to
I want
to make sure y'all got that because I wanted you to read it from your Bible, so you want to say that the pastor making up something.
That's right,
amen. Amen. That's what the scripture says, doesn't it? Look at verse 17. Just go on down to verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Read that with me. What does it say? I heard somebody say, take them out. Look, it is required.
Yes,
it is so serious. That God says, I will not have children who will not honor their parents. Does it make sense? I know some of us don't like that. I can hear us justifying it. Say, Reverend, that's the Old Testament. Well, can I tell you what Jesus said? In the New Testament? Jesus repeats this in Matthew 15. For go to Matthew 15.
Amen.
Y'all won't come to Bible study. We have it here. Matthew 15. Verse 4. Are we there? We there? Now this is Jesus. It says, for God commanded, saying, this is Jesus talking, honor thy father and mother, and he that what? Father or mother, let him what? Now look, don't y'all go over here talking about Reverend talking about kill your kid. I want you to understand that it is required. It is required of children to obey and honor their mother. Now, all right, now watch this. Now this, when we're talking about children, we're not just talking about little children. Can I just say this? We never get too old to honor our mothers. We will always be their children. Regardless of how much money you make, how big your house is, what kind of car you drive, how important you are to everybody else, you are still her child and you owe her honor. Regardless of how old you get, you still owe her honor. I'm just talking about what the Bible says. Doesn't matter if you got your own kids. Let me show you about that. You teach your children to honor you by honoring your mother. Because what they see you do, they will in turn do. They see you talking any kind of way, believe me, it's coming. Okay, all right.
We still owe
that we are required to honor our mothers. We're required. It is a command. It is what God has said that we must do.
Yeah.
Does this make sense?
Let me tell you why I honor my mother. She has provided for me.
That's right. Amen.
She provided for me what I need.
Yeah.
And sometimes
what I
wanted.
Yeah.
Now get that. She always made sure I had what I need.
Yes, sir.
Every now and then,
yeah,
I would have the privilege.
Yeah.
Of a request being granted.
Yes, sir.
Now get this.
Yes, sir.
See, we got to understand that what you make up in your mind what a mother ought be,
yes, sir,
might not necessarily be what she ought be.
Because
her job is not to just fulfill all of your wants.
That's right,
her responsibility is to make sure you are provided for.
Amen.
Growing up, they had jeans called Jordache and Guess and 501 Levi's.
Yes,
you know, and I wasn't privileged to wear all of the designer jeans,
but all
tough skins and
yes.
Amen. And Wranglers
yes.
And Rustlers.
Yes.
They still worked.
Yeah,
Amen.
Can I tell you something else about them? They were always clean.
Yeah.
Amen. I couldn't. My mama couldn't get me no parachute pants.
Y'all, for the young folk don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember when break dancing was out and all that?
But she made sure I had what I needed.
Does it make sense?
Amen.
Christmas, we didn't always get everything on the Christmas list. But we got plenty of underwear and socks. We got what we needed.
Yes, sir.
That's why I honor my mama. Make certain I had what I needed.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes what I wanted.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And let me just say to the mother, don't let
your children guilt you into thinking
that you didn't do your best. Because truth be told, they got it better now than you ever had.
Amen.
They got access to stuff you didn't have access to. They can do things that you couldn't do. But all what you had, you gave your best. I remember sometimes my mama would go without just so that her son and her daughter could have what they needed.
Yes,
I honor because she provided for me.
Here's another reason. She protected me.
Yes.
Look, let me just throw this one out there. Look, she protected me, and I didn't realize it. She protected me from myself.
A
lot of the things I thought I wanted to do.
Yes.
My mama was big and bad enough to say, no, you ain't gonna do it. And stood her ground. I can remember a time when I really wanted to go to this party. Everybody was going. No, I cried. I pouted. You know, I called myself trying to bristle.
Yeah.
And my mama said, you still ain't going.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about my mama. And come to find out that the party had got shot up. Because mama had a feeling right down up in here that said, you won't go. Because I'm saving you from yourself. She protected me from herself, but she also protected me from others. A lot of time I thought I knew what I thought I knew and thought I knew who I thought I knew. But my mama would tell me, no, you don't want to be around them. As a matter of fact, you don't hang around them. Does it make sense? She wouldn't let us just ride with anybody. Amen. If you're supposed to walk home from school, that's what you better be doing. No such thing as getting a ride with somebody. Y'all met my daddy, so y'all know I'm telling the truth. But no such thing as that. She protected us from other people. Matter of fact, you know, now this might sound funny, it may sound crazy, but you know, she didn't allow us just to eat at everybody's house. No such thing. Well, no such thing. Matter of fact, she had a signal. Amen, 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 amen. I'm just talking. We'd all be sitting there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just stomach growling. Mouth dry. Folk would offer us something. And all our heads would look right over at mama. And mama would give you the signal. And that meant to say, no, thank you. She protected us from others. I'm just talking about why I honor my mama. She watch this. She has prayed for me. She prayed for me. Even in moments when I wasn't praying for myself. I wish somebody else had this testimony about their mama. I mean, You ought to be reaching over, just patting your mama on the back right now for all the prayers that she done prayed for you. You know good and well that you was out doing stuff you shouldn't have been doing, and she was praying you through all the way, and you right here right now, not because you were so good, but because mama was praying. My. Let me just tell you this. There were some times, since I brought that up, there were some times I got whippings. And Lord knows I deserved most of them. And the ones I didn't deserve, I deserved them too because of stuff that I had done and thought I got away with. I'm going to close it. She's prayed for me, but not only has she prayed for me, but she taught me how to pray. She taught me how to pray. She didn't teach me how to beg. She didn't teach me how to have my hand looking for handouts. She said, look, anything you need, you come to me, and if I can't give it to you, you pray to the Lord above that he make a way. Taught me how to pray, how to trust God, even when I can't trace God. She prayed for me when I was in class. She prayed for me when I was out of her reach. So what am I saying? I'm saying we are commanded
and required to honor our mothers.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
It's a command. It's what God says do. We are commanded to honor. When we do so, not only do we please God, but we bring joy and happiness to our mothers.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
You want to make your mama happy? Honor her. You want to bring joy in her life? Honor her.
Yeah.
You ain't got to buy no whole lot of expensive stuff.
That's right.
You ain't got to buy her the newest gadgets.
No,
truth be told, she'll never use it. Anyway. But oh, you can honor her.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can I tell you one more funny story?
Yeah.
Call myself trying to get my mama. You know, I'm not even going to say what. Look, Gadget. She said, I don't know what you got this from me for. I've been getting along all these years without it. Look, here's my challenge to you today. Especially those of us whose mothers are living. Don't just wait to Mother's Day to show appreciation for your mother. Don't just wait to Mother's Day. Take time daily to consider the sacrifices and the choices your mother has made for you. I'm gonna let that sink in. Every day, just take some time and just think about it. See, this is how you honor. Don't wait till the second Sunday in May. Don't wait to tell her you love her. But do it every chance you get. Look for opportunities to make her happy. Look for opportunities to bring her joy.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Look for moments to bring, watch this, joy daily.
Yes, sir.
All right, you ain't gonna like this, but maybe getting a job will bring her some joy.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I mean, come on.
What
you look like 30, 40, 50 years old, still in the house, talking about mama, what we gonna eat? Come on, and look, mama is so loving and so kind, she going in, cooking and all this. You've been sitting at home playing PlayStation and watching all the cable and soaking up the AC.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring some joy in her life. Bring some joy in her life.
Yeah.
She done took care of you now 50 years. You all right. Somebody said, Rem, you done went to meddling now. But am I right, though? Look, you know, perhaps, you know, maybe growing up will make her happy. Maybe standing on your own 2 feet will bring her some joy. Amen. You know, it ought to be a time when mama can come and ask you for a little something. Put yourself in position where mama can say, let me hold something. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look, I tried to spoil my daddy to death when he was here. When I'm down in Shreveport, I tried to spoil my mama to death.
Amen.
All she done for me, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her.
Amen. I mean, just a little bit of something I spend on her or give her won't even compare to what she's already done for me. Does that make sense? Put yourself in position to bring her some joy. Amen. Look for those, you know, I mean, just perhaps just calling every now and then. Just to say hi.
Yes, say hi.
Just to say thank you.
Yes.
Just say I love you.
Yes,
don't make a. Now they ain't gonna tell you this, but you know, some mama look at the phone and say, "Oh Lord, what do you want?" I mean, you know. all right, I'm on. I done been there too long. I ain't gonna even be able to finish the sermon, man. For the younger children, look, for the younger children, good grades can bring some joy. Doing homework and turning it in on time can bring some joy. I mean, what did it look like? You look, all you got to do, I mean, that is the rules that when I was growing up. All you got to do is go to school and do these chores around the house. I'll take care of the rest. Look like you can't finish your homework. And they got to call your mama on her job. She got to leave her job to come talk to the teacher about why you can't do your homework. Bring her some joy by being respectful to others. Bring her some joy and some honor by showing respect to other people. Look, when we are disrespectful to other people, oftentimes people believe that's a reflection of how we were raised.
Amen.
Talk to me, somebody. But when we show respect, ain't nothing wrong with saying yes, sir, and no, sir. You know, matter of fact, yes, sir, and no, sir, has opened a whole lot of doors.
Amen.
Folk didn't know nothing about me. But just because of a yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, doors were opened up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right, I've been there too long, y'all. Find out what will bring joy.
Yes, sir.
What will bring her joy?
Yeah.
So that you will know that all, and so that she will know that all her work is not in vain.
Yes, sir.
Everything she's poured into you,
yes,
she want to see it come back.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother.
Yes.
Mother is to be honored because we're required to honor our mother.
Yes,
we should not take find offense in doing so. God commanded, but he also rewards those who honor their mothers. Yes, that's the next thing I want to show you. I'm going to do it real quickly. We are rewarded for honoring our mothers. You see it? Don't read the text too fast. You might miss something. Look what it said. That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord, what? Thy God, what? Giveth thee. That thy days may be long. Look, we are blessed by God when we honor our mothers, we are blessed with life. Now, none of us know how long we'll live. But I guarantee you, if you honor your mother, you'll live longer. Now, that doesn't just mean that your life will be extended, but it also means that you will have a happy life. Quite a bit of the controversy and the things that stem in our life that cause us some perplexities and problems oftentimes stem by the relationship we have with our mother and our inability to obey them, to show them that we love them and show them that we care about them and to honor them as we should. The text says that we are blessed with life. And not only are we blessed with life, we are continuously blessed. The word giveth.
Yes, sir.
Words should be read is giving to you. It says that the God is giving to you. I mean, that God is forever giving. God is forever placing. God is ever working in our lives. And since he's ever working in our lives, he says daily we ought honor mother so that he can continue blessing our lives. There's another part here where he says, on the land that he has given you. I mean, that all the things come from God. And if God has given us everything, God has given us our mother, then we ought to respect and love him enough to obey his command to love and respect and honor her all the days of our life. But Reverend, I want the reward. But sometimes it's hard. So don't it get hard on your job? When your boss tell you to do this and do that? And you just turn around and you go do it.
Amen.
Amen. So it shouldn't be hard. It should be even easier. To honor our mother. I went backed up to the requirement, didn't I? So that we are rewarded what God has for us. There are many blessings that have been cut in many of our lives. Many of us have not only cut our days, but have cut our days of blessings because of our lackluster honor towards our mothers. Because of our unwillingness to submit to them. Because of our unwillingness to listen. Because of our unwillingness to yield. Because of our unwillingness to hear them. Because of our unwillingness to love them wholeheartedly.
Yes, sir.
I used to didn't like this statement. Because I thought it didn't make any sense because it was the obvious. But perhaps because it's so obvious, it's necessary to state so that people can grasp a better understanding of what they need to do. You only get one mother. And let me just say this. See, right here is where I need folk that have lost their mother to just wave their hand so that other folk will know that you only get one. And ain't nobody gonna treat you like mama. Friends will come and friends will go. But all mama will always. She'll love you when nobody else loves you. She'll treat you right even when you don't deserve to be treated right. She'll give you stuff even when you don't deserve to have it. There ain't but one like mama. So what is the reward? The reward is a life of blessings. To where God will continue to bless us when we honor them. Can I tell you what Jesus did? Jesus, even on the cross, as he was dying, he set the example of honoring mama. Even while on the cross, in John 19 and 26, Jesus honors his mother. He said, hey, son,
yes, sir.
Behold thy mother.
Yes, sir.
And mother, behold thy son.
Yes, sir.
Really what he was saying was he was making provisions for his mother, even on the cross. He was saying, take care of mama. I think that's a message in there for you and I. Even today, he's saying to you and he's saying to me, take care of mama. She took care of you. She dried your tears, kissed your boo-boos. She wiped your nose. Look, she would stand with you when nobody else would. She would believe you when nobody else would. Jesus said, take care. Take care of mama. If Jesus could set an example, what about us? I just wanted to talk about honor. I want us to look at that word differently in our lives as it pertains to our mother. Let us pray. Lord, we say thank you. We bless you and we magnify you. You've been good to us. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to do your will. We recognize that if it had not been for you, we wouldn't be here right now. Thank you, Lord, for our mothers. Thank you, Lord, for what they've done for us. Thank you for the opportunity to thank them. We ask that you bless their lives. Father, we ask, Father, you would bless those who are even struggling right now in the midst of them not having their mothers with them. We ask that you look and have mercy. Touch right now as only you can. Then we ask you to bless this church that we will take honor to new levels and to new heights in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us extend the privileges of the church. You may come by letter.